The image of Darth Vader shimmered and assumed the familiar features and form of Proxy. The droid stumbled, but quickly regained his balance.
Proxy!
Master, I am pleased to see that you are not actually dead.
Proxy moved away and began pushing buttons on the nearest terminal.
Where are we?
Somewhere in the Uncharted Domina system, I believe.
But what is this place?
This is the Empirical, Master. Lord Vader's top-secret mobile laboratory. We've been here for 600 months. Should I ready the Rogue Shadow for launch?
The apprentice tried to think. He flexed his hands, marveling at his amazing return to health. It seemed almost too good to be true. What happened to Juno, Proxy?
Your pilot? She's aboard the Empirical too, I believe. In a holding cell.
What? Why?
Captain Eclipse was accused of treason.
Proxy paused for a split second, as though searching for exactly the right words.
Lord Vader gave explicit orders to sever all ties to your past. You aren't planning to rescue her, are you?
The apprentice irritably pulled his gloves back on. I don't know what my plans are yet, Proxy. Let's just concentrate on getting out of here.
As you wish, Master.
Proxy inclined his head. He took one step back to the terminal, pushed a large red button, and then headed for the door. A sudden jolt through the deck made both of them stumble.
Alert!
Called a voice over the intercom.
Navigation systems have malfunctioned. Repeat, navigation systems have malfunctioned.
Proxy tugged at the apprentice's shoulder.
Come, Master. We must leave here.
Proxy, what did you just do?
I've set the Empirical on a collision course with the Domina system's primary star.
The apprentice swallowed an upwelling of frustration. It wasn't Proxy's fault. He was just obeying orders. But by doing so, he had put them in a very inconvenient position.
Okay, let's go. Stick close.
Yes, Master.
With his strangely healed hands, the apprentice activated the lightsaber his master had given him.
It was Rom Kodas, he realized with a jolt. The blade was as green as it was in his memory.
The wailing of the alert klaxon woke Juno from a long and miserable nightmare. She woke with a gasp, hanging suspended from the magna locks where the guards put her every day. The routine was worse than torture. They would take her down once every 5 hours for a 10-minute walk. She could use the refresher and drink as much water as her stomach could hold. Sometimes they gave her food, but not always. When the 10 minutes were up, she went back into position, hanging with her arms outstretched between the locks, legs dangling, wearing the same uniform pants and singlet she'd had on when she arrived, wherever she was. Her throat and lips were parched. Her head and arms ached.
Alert! Navigation systems have malfunctioned. Repeat, navigation systems have malfunctioned.
She raised her head and looked around. The other cells, visible across the central prison detainment area, were empty. Her guards were momentarily absent, probably checking the source of the alert. Feeling a surge of frustration, she strained against her bonds. Muscles stood out on her thin arms. Her wrists were bruised from numerous such attempts. The station lurched around her. She sagged momentarily before trying again. Whatever was going on, it was serious. Two stormtroopers appeared in her field of vision, blaster rifles held at the ready. They were aimed not at her, but back down the hallway.
Forget the prisoner. We've got to get out of here. What about him? Let him die with the rest of the experiments.
They ran back the way they had come. Blaster fire and screams echoed up the corridor. Juno resumed her escape attempt.
Empirical security systems are offline. All Imperials are advised to breach bulkhead doors and secure escape pods.
The ship juddered around her, and the announcer returned in a more anxious voice.
All escape pods have been jettisoned. Empty. Await further orders.
What?
What fool ordered that?
The broadcast ended with a loud click, almost drowned out by the sound of blaster fire and the station shaking around her.